And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom, and I hope you're doing well today. Hope you're doing great. I'm excited today. I'm for a couple of reasons, and the first of which, man, I just got done recently watching the rent roll in from all of my single family houses, just like boom, 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 tick, 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 just like clockwork. And how actively did I participate in that process? Well, not at all. Not at all. That's why we call it passive income. In fact, I just use an electronic rent collection system. Residents, they log into a portal and they make their payments. Some of them have auto pay set up however they choose, and done, that's it. Now, before you email me, and you can email me, you can send those emails to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. Before you email me, the system I'm now using, it's actually a full-blown property management system. And somebody did ask me just recently, they said, hey, you know, I've got one house. Would you recommend I use what you're using? No. If you have one house, if you have five houses, if you have 10 houses, I had more than that for a dozen years. And all I did was use Excel for accounting, tracking my finances, that sort of thing. Email for communication with the residents, and then some form of online rent collection. And there is a variety out there. Yes, you can email me, I'll tell you what I know, but there's just a ton. It's ever changing. The system, in fact, that I used for a dozen years, they sold to another company, which is when I made my choice to move to a different system altogether. But there are lots of online rent collection systems, hybrid. You might think of these as hybrid property management systems. Some handle maintenance requests, some don't. Just a ton out there. A lot of them are free to use, or maybe they use some type of freemium model. And most of them are using some form of ACH, automatic clearinghouse, ACH payment. You know, some of those systems will clear in one day. Resident hits go today, it hits the bank tomorrow. That's how my system works. But it costs a little more. Some take 3 business days, some take 5 business days. So although they are free, really that company is making a little bit of money on the float there. And as an aside, we, as part of our business, the way we've set it up, we do not require that the rent has cleared by the due date. Just that the resident has hit go on that payment, I know it's going to clear in a day. You may want to build your business differently, and that's something you would want to write into your lease. But back to the rent. It has just rolled in, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, nothing to it, passive, fully passive. And you can do it too. Build an extra, $500 a month in passive income if you buy one or two houses. Double that to 1,000. Keep going, double it to 2,000, 4,000. Jump up to 10,000 a month, more. You can go beyond that. The sky really is the limit here. Once you figure out how to renovate, rent out, and manage one house, it becomes so easy to do another one and another. It's like eating chips. You just pop, 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 pop. Suddenly the bag is gone. And before you know it, you've achieved your financial freedom. But you haven't done it. Why not? I mean, you've heard me. You've heard the other radio hosts talking about the huge benefits of being a real estate investor. And by the way, it's not just the cash flow. That's what I'm excited about right now, because it's coming in the door. It's coming in the door. In fact, if you find our podcast, you can look for it on any of the podcast apps or go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a podcast tab there. We talked just last week on the show about the 10 benefits, and there are more, but 10 more intangible benefits of real estate investing beyond the money. We talked the week prior to that in depth about the 5 ways that we do make our money on our houses, 6 on apartments. That does include that cash flow that I just mentioned. There's equity capture, that's wealth building massively. There's equity buildup because we do have a mortgage on the property and that resident is making that payment. So that rent that I just collected, yes, I'll put some of that towards the mortgage and that will build up my equity as I pay down the principal thanks to the resident making the mortgage payment for me. And over time, we do see market appreciation, sometimes very strong. Right now, it's moderated a little bit, but on average, on average, real estate does double in value every 20 years. And we have huge tax advantages. That's just on our houses. Apartments, same thing, plus something called forced appreciation. Again, go back a couple weeks. We talked in depth about what each of those means. And they do vary a little bit between houses and apartments just because of the way each of those two asset classes are structured. But give those a listen. And the evidence is there. The reasons why you should be investing in real estate are right there in front of you, but you haven't done it. Again, the question, why not? And I can think of a couple things. There are people in your life that are telling you no, and then there's the system. These two things are there holding you back. You know, years of letting other people tell you what you can and cannot do. Even if you're 50 years old like I am, you're still listening. Maybe it's your parents, it's your boss, it's the government, your peers, your friends. In fact, they, your parents and the government in particular, they have laid out and reinforced the system that you are entrenched in. And that's the other thing that's holding you back. You are married to the system. It's the what we call the conventional wisdom path, where you go to school, you get good grades so that you can get into college and get more good grades so that you can then get that great job, dive into the career path, climb the ladder, right? Work for decades. Think about that. Save for decades, feed the 401k, because that's what the conventional wisdom path dictates, is that you need a pile of money in order to retire. We define financial freedom and retirement differently. We look at the cash flow. That's why I got excited as I saw my rents coming in. That has retired me. Passive income. It is a great, great thing. My question to you, you've been listening to the show for I don't know how long. Have you taken action? And if not, why not? And we know why. People tell you you can't do it. No, don't do it. It's risky, this and that thing. We'll get to that a little bit here in a little bit more detail later in the show. But I'm excited because I'm retired. Real estate retired because of that passive income. I want to get you there as well. You start by creating $500, doubling it to $1,000, $2,000, and it will go faster and faster because of the cash flow snowball. I'm also excited. Beyond that, what's the other reason? Well, soccer, in a word. I just started playing adult league soccer, mixed gender, seven on the field, one goalie, has to have three ladies. But yeah, at age 50, everybody else on the team is in their 20s, maybe 30s for the most part. I'm competing against these young guys running up and down the field, you know, having a good time. So why is this important? What does this matter? How does this matter to our conversation today? Well, you know, I grew up here in North Texas playing soccer all my life. Started very young, YMCA team, then joined a group team. You know, never the best player, never the worst, just had a really good time. I always enjoyed playing, typically fullback, right, defense, or maybe midfield. I'm a runner, so I would just love running up and down the field. And I did that for a long, long time here in the States. When we moved to Germany, played on a team there, and eventually something happened. I tore the meniscus in my knee. Bam! They repaired it over there. Returned to the States, tore it again. This time they took the thing out. Something like 90% on the left side of my right knee. And the doctor, after the surgery, he said to me, "Hey, listen, no more running, no more distance, no more soccer." And I was a little bummed. Went to my primary care doctor at some point after that, heard the same message. Don't do it. No more running, no more soccer. It wasn't until about eight years after that, I had a new primary care doctor, and she was a dissenting voice in this issue. She was a voice I needed to hear. I talked to her. I said, "Hey, look, you know, I had this thing with my knee, no meniscus, bone on bone, all that fun stuff." She told me, "Look," and she was a sports medicine doctor as well. She said, "If this is something you want to do, something that will improve your life, go do it. Go do it. No risk, no fun." I heard that all the time from one of my skydive colleagues in Germany. No risk, no fun. Unfortunately for me, it took another 8 years for me to digest that message, to internalize that, and just recently in the last month or so get back out on the pitch again. And man, I'm glad I did it. I feel great. I feel healthier, running a lot, just better in general. And if you listening to me now, listening to this show maybe regularly at this point, but have not yet invested in a single family rental house, or maybe passively in apartments, if that's what you're thinking about, you have the same problem I did. Somebody told you no. Somebody that you perceive as an authority. Yes, is that sports medicine doctor well informed on what my bone on bone is doing there? Sure. But in your situation, somebody told you that you cannot do it. Somebody had all kinds of reasons why real estate investing is a bad idea. Here's what you heard. Real estate is risky. Real estate is risky. You're going to lose your money. You're going to lose your shirt. You're going to lose that house that you invested in. Maybe more. I'm sure you've heard the phrase tenants, taxes, and toilets. What a nightmare that's going to be. And on and on and on. And as a result, you have fear. You have mental hurdles. And you have not even tried. You have not even tried. By the way, give this some thought. Who is it that is whispering in your ear or shouting, perhaps in your ear, the big word no? Well, very often it's our parents. No matter what age you are, they're there to give you advice, if they're still around. Parents, other relations. And typically, they, maybe your parents, maybe one of those relations, that uncle, that cousin, whoever, they did try to do what we talk about on this show, but they failed. And so they tell you it's a bad idea, but they did it wrong. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you the right way to do it so that you don't fail, so that you see success. But they're standing by your side and just shouting at you to don't do it. Your parents, your relations, your spouse. And I'm sorry, but they may just be wrong. In fact, they are wrong on this account. And this is a hard one. This is a hard one to overcome. I've had a lot of conversations over the decade plus with people who have that spouse that either actively says no, or maybe the better case scenario, just isn't interested. We have a lot of very successful investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. Their spouse doesn't, they know what's happening, but they're just not involved. They've just given them a pass. Hey, go do that thing. Fine. I don't want to hear about it. Show me the results. Give me the spending money, whatever it is. But some will have that more resistant spouse that absolutely says no. And that's something to overcome. And we've talked about this on the show. Sometimes it's the wife, guys. Sometimes it's the wife telling you no. Sometimes it's the husband. And ladies, there are a lot of very successful women investors within the Lifestyles Unlimited sphere. In fact, we have a wonderful session at our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. This year, I think it was 8 or 9 women up on the stage with Del Walmsley. Del founded Lifestyles Unlimited. And this was the Super Women panel talking about their successes both in single family as well as in apartment investing. But yeah, sometimes the husband's there hollering at you, don't do it. Sometimes it's your financial advisor very often. And hey, yeah, where do their interests really lie? I know some of them are fiduciaries. A lot of them are not. You should know the difference. And if you're working with one, hopefully they are a fiduciary. But are they going to make commission if you take money from their part of the pie and put it into real estate? No. So they're not so interested in that. And again, think about all these people. Do they have any real experience as real estate investors? Have they successfully invested? These are concrete people in your life, but it goes beyond that. It goes back to that conventional wisdom path. They, whoever they is in this situation, you figure that out. They want you to put your money into the IRA and into the 401k because that keeps the entire system afloat. That's what you learned all your life. That's what those parents are hollering at you to do. That's what your spouse wants you to do. That's certainly what the financial advisor and your company HR representative at work wants you to do to keep that system afloat. But just like I needed that dissenting voice from my primary care doctor 8 years ago, I wish I had operated sooner on this. Just like I needed that dissenting voice then, let me be that dissenting voice today. And I'm telling you now, you can do this. You can have success. Yeah, there are risks. We can mitigate those. Tenants, taxes, and toilets are only an issue if you do it the wrong way. When we come back, we'll talk about how to do it correctly.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for joining us today. We're in the second half of the show. If you missed the first half, you can always go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. The show is archived there. Or go to any of the podcast apps. You can find the podcast on any of those as well. And I really want to encourage you to get involved in real estate investing. I talked earlier in the show about, just my personal excitement because rent's coming in. That's why we do this in part is the cash flow, because that's what gets us real estate retired. When you create a portfolio of cash flowing assets and that cash flow gets to the point where it meets or exceeds your monthly household expenses, you are financially free. And if you are financially free, you can go to work, but you don't have to. I continue to go to work, by the way, for quite a while. My wife, she quit immediately. She hated her job. I liked mine. So we continued to have dual income, in essence, from the real estate as well as from my W-2 job. You know, a few years ago, I decided I was done as well. So I'm full-time in this space, and I do. I get excited. Rents are coming in. And as I told you, I also got super excited this past month or so, because I finally, after, 16 years, returned to the pitch, playing soccer. Bone on bone, meniscus gone in the knee, don't care. You know, somebody gave me that permission. A doctor years ago said, hey, if you want to do it, go do it. Forget about those other people telling you no. And that's the problem for you with real estate, is you're listening to those voices that are telling you no. I'm telling you yes. By the way, if you have any questions in this regard, send those to me at askandy@luinc.com. But what you hear are things like real estate is risky. Yeah, tenants, taxes, and toilets. Oh, headaches, lots of headaches. Oh, you're going to be dealing with problems, all kinds of things. And we're going to talk about those things now because I want to disavow some of them, I suppose. First and foremost, just that statement that real estate is risky. I will confirm, yes, real estate is risky. Playing soccer with no meniscus in my knee is risky. Driving down the road is risky. Eating that hamburger today, everything's risky. There are risks in everything. But take a step back and ask yourself this question. What is riskier? Creating a portfolio of multiple, not one, but multiple passive streams of income, multiple sources of income that are coming in no matter what you're doing. Whether you're out there playing soccer or cruising somewhere on the beach or on a, do whatever you do, or is it relying on one source of income, which is your job, which can be gone at any minute? Which is riskier? Who is in control in each situation? I would rather have 10 or 20 or 30 different streams of income, and that's what every single house that I own that kicks off cash flow represents. Each and every one of those is a stream of income. Every single apartment investment that I am passively invested in and kicks off cash flow on a regular basis, those are streams of income. They come in no matter what I'm doing. That job, always at risk. You know, when I was working, it was in business travel, and there were years, you can think back to COVID, I'm sure, where stuff got really ugly. People were let go all of a sudden. Even in pre-COVID, oil price goes down, problems in that sector drives problems in that in our industry down, people are let go. Those that have endured layoffs, they understand this. And there, again, there's risk in everything. Do I risk blowing out my knee or future arthritis by playing soccer now? I sure do. But I understand the risks. And when you understand the risks involved, you can mitigate those. In my case, to a degree, you know. In real estate, however, you have a lot of ways to mitigate risk. And that's one of the things that we talk about. That's one of the things that we do teach you. Again, Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been around for over 3 decades now. A very long track record of teaching and mentoring people that are completely new to this space and people that are experienced in this space as well, how to buy and renovate, lease and manage and sell and convert that one rental house into the next one and the next one after that, how to take advantage of the tax code, because real estate is very tax advantaged, how to do that in apartments. We've been teaching people for a very long time. And proper education is probably one of the most important things that you can have under your belt to make sure that that risk is minimized as much as possible. When you understand the risks, you can address them. If you don't know what the risks are, then it becomes this big nebulous fear in your head and you won't take action. So education, I think, is a big way, a big first step to mitigating risk. But it goes beyond that. Following a good model. You know, I mentioned you probably have relatives that have tried real estate and failed miserably. They weren't doing it right. They weren't investing in the right asset. They were not investing in the right place. Not every market is good to invest in real estate. But if you are following a good model like we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, again, you mitigate risk. What do? We are looking for assets that are distressed. And because they're distressed, we're able to get them at a discount. And we get them at a discount, and then we go in and do the work necessary to fully renovate that property. So if you're fully rehabbing that house or those apartments to the motto of best product, best price, which means going in and fixing everything that's broken now or could break in the next handful of years, you're addressing a lot of risk right there. The risk of some sort of accident occurring, the simple maintenance risk, because I've pulled my maintenance forward into the renovation phase and addressed, fixed everything, like I said, that's broken now or could break, right? If that HVAC system seems to be limping along, yes, you could service it, but it may come up in another 2 years. Or I could replace it if I have the budget for it. That comes to your skills as a negotiator, getting that product, that house, those apartments at the right price to accommodate that sort of repair or capital expenditure. But if you can take care of that now, that maintenance goes away. That maintenance risk is minimized. That fall risk is minimized by addressing the uneven concrete, by addressing the uneven stairs, the uneven, unlevel house, whatever it may be. Best product, best price goes a long, long way. And then just simply having proper insurance. And here I'm talking about a couple of things, both property coverage. So when I have a rental property, I'm going to put a fire, what's called a fire and dwelling. Some people will call this a landlord policy. It's a little bit different than the policy I have on my own personal residence, but I'm going to put call it a fire and dwelling policy into place. I'm going to have loss of rents in place. So, hey, if something does happen, big disaster. I'm in Texas. Yes, we do occasionally have tornadoes. If a house gets knocked down, loss of rents will cover me so that passive income is still coming in every month. You know, it's really eye-opening. I went to the two-day financial freedom seminar for the first time over a dozen years ago, thinking about houses. And on day one, that's what we talk about. 8 hours, mindset, and then houses, investing in rental houses. Day two, we get into apartments, and I was just floored. I had no idea that I could even participate in something like this, little old me. Yeah, you can. You really can. And thinking about mitigating risk, the really cool thing about being a passive investor in apartments is your risk is fully mitigated to the amount that you've invested, right? So if I put $25,000 into an apartment investment, if I put 50, if I put 10, yeah, I've seen investments that low in big syndications. I am limited to that amount invested. No one's going to be able to come after me for any other, whatever the situation could be, foreclosure, accident, who knows, but I'm fully limited there. So if risk is the thing that keeps you up at night, this is a very good way to go, is to invest passively in apartments. Now, people have been telling you, no, don't do it. Real estate is risky. You've been hearing it your whole life, and they've been telling you, hey, you're going to lose money, just like Uncle Fred did, or just like that neighbor down the road. We watched him. He was working on that house he was going to flip all year long and lost it to the bank. Well, yeah, he probably did lose money. But if you're following the right model, and if you've got the proper education, you're really mitigating the risk of losing money altogether. Give this some thought. If you go out and buy, and again, we don't flip houses. We buy these to hold for some period of time. So if you go out and find a house that needs work, and you buy that, and you renovate that house, and through the process, create an additional $30,000 or $50,000 or $70,000 in equity. Let's run with that bigger number there. You're sitting on $70,000 of equity. That represents a ton of options. That gives you a lot of flexibility. And that is protection right there from losing money. Now, is there the chance that maybe you need to do a fire sale of your own for some reason and you discount the price of the property and you collect $50,000? You can do that. That's that flexibility. Those are those options that I'm talking about. If you need cash for some reason, you can do a cash out refinance. Pull that money out tax free. Sell at a slight discount for a quick sale, or just put it on the market for full price and get all of that equity out. For whatever the reason, whatever the driver is there, let's say you plan to reinvest that money. Well, you've pulled it out, you've done the sale, you can now do a 1031 exchange, defer the taxes on the capital gains, on the other things that go into that sale, and grow your cash flow and grow your wealth by then rolling those gains into more properties. You can take one single family house and convert that into another two or three, all of which are cash flowing, all of which add capital gain, right? Equity capture to your balance sheet, all of which are going to show equity buildup as the residents pay down the mortgage. Again, I was excited coming into the show because I just checked The bank statement, bam, 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 all the rents are in. All that cash flows come in, and you continue to build up the wealth through the mortgage pay down, watching the market appreciation, and so on. And remember what we say. It's not just that balance sheet equity that we see sitting as we've bought the property, renovated it, creating wealth through the equity capture and the gains that accrue. But we also say it very clearly. In fact, it's a rule to Dell's investing at Lifestyles Unlimited. It has to cash flow. It has to cash flow. And if you have the proper education behind you, and you know how to identify those assets that will cash flow in those markets that are favorable, and you know how to do the analysis properly, how to look into the numbers for that property, and then go out and actually renovate it the correct way, then you will be cash flow positive. You will not lose money. If you're collecting net cash flow every month, are you losing money? No. If you've got that equity buffer of 30, 50, 70K, are you protected from loss? You are. You are. I've got a few recent properties that have hit my inbox here in front of me just to give you a couple numbers so I'm not just grabbing information out of the air. This is one in North Texas where I sit. Estimated out of pocket to invest is about 20K, but creating almost 40K in equity. So that means at the end of the process, when I bought this thing, gone in and done the renovations, I get it rented and I do a refinance. So we typically buy with hard money. This one needs a lot of work. So I'll have to use a private loan and then I'll refinance into 30-year debt. And when I've gotten to that point, I'll have an additional 40K in equity plus my 20K that I've invested. That, by the way, is tripling my money right there. But I'll be sitting on a $60,000 equity buffer. That gives me a lot of options, a lot of options. And again, here, it does cash flow. Projection, about $220 a month. That's a 13.4% return on my money invested, close to 200% return on my immediate capital gain. Now, that's on paper. That doesn't do anything for me other than build my balance sheet, my personal financial statement, until I dispose of that, do a cash out refinance, any of those things that I need to do to tap into that equity. And that's just one example. I've got a bunch open here. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but here's one: 16K out of pocket, 16K in equity captured. That's 32 that I'll be sitting on right there. That's down near Houston or Central Texas somewhere. Here, Georgia, 20K out of pocket, capturing 40K. Again, 200% return, but sitting on $60,000 in equity. That is a very large cushion. So for those out there that think the sky is falling and that the market is about to crash, number one, I disagree with that. But number two, if it falls a little bit, that equity absorbs some of that drop. And that cash flow, this one cash flows over $300 a month, that carries you through the market until it returns to whatever point you need it to be at to sell or refinance. So you will lose money. The people that are telling you this just do not understand real estate investing and doing real estate investing the correct way. And then you'll hear the phrase, and we hear this a lot. I go out to a number of real estate investing groups outside of Lifestyles Unlimited just to meet people, meet new contractors, vendors, that sort of thing. And I hear it. A lot of people don't want to do rentals because of tenants, taxes, and toilets. That's the phrase. Tenants, taxes, and toilets. That represents in your mind the headache of being a real estate investor. That's what people are telling you. It's a headache. It's a nightmare. It's risky. You're going to lose money. But again, if you're following the right model, best product, best price. You're going to go in, like I said, fix everything that's broken now or could break in the next handful of years. Price it right. You will have the best residence. You will have your command of the market. Maintenance goes to zero, and there's nothing to manage. You put that electronic rent collection system into place, and you wait for the rents to roll in. It is passive income. So the toilets, the tenants, that piece goes away. Taxes, yeah, it's there, but I can think of no better asset class than real estate in terms of being tax advantaged. I mentioned the 1031 exchange. It goes well beyond that. Our cash flow is protected throughout our hold period thanks to depreciation. If I should pass this on to my son at some point, he inherits the property at a stepped-up basis. His taxes go away if he sells. So if it's taxes you're worried about, this is one of the most tax-advantaged asset classes out there. If it's property taxes here in Texas, that's a legitimate concern. I will tell you, taxes are high here. I talked to a friend that moved here from Minnesota. He was a little bit shocked. He bought his own personal residence down in Austin. Yes, it was high. It is high. But if it's property taxes that you're worried about, you can shift your model in terms of location. One of the houses I just mentioned to you is in Georgia. Taxes are lower there. South Carolina, Tennessee, if I go to that coast, property taxes are much lower. Insurance is as well for the moment. You can shift your model and invest where that's more palatable for you. And of course, if you are in Texas, I love Texas. Ooh, my houses here do great. I go out and protest those property taxes every year. It's that simple. Keep those values down. But you still have fear, other mental hurdles that's driven by the unknown or bad assumptions, things people are telling you no and whispering in your ear. We can help you there, again, through proper education. Because remember, Lifestyles Unlimited, like I said, over 3 decades as an education and mentoring group, teaching thousands and thousands and thousands of people to do these things, get them past that fear, help them understand that they have permission to do this thing, to better their life, to create cash flow, to build wealth. And that goes back to the start of the show. And yeah, I was super excited out and playing soccer again after, 16 years. It took me too long, but I finally gave myself permission to get out and play. And you need to give yourself permission to try something new. Give yourself permission to get out there and build passive income and to create wealth. Stop listening to all those voices that are telling you no. And listen to the dissenting voice, this one right here. Above all, take that first step and get started. Starting, by the way, is very easy and low risk. I want you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com and register for the free workshop. You'll learn more about what we do. Learn about that 2-day financial freedom seminar where we get into single family and apartments and all the details, really, that you need to do this. But get started. And in the meantime, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.